This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Acetec, enalapril maleate. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Acetec. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Acetec against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Acetec is used for? Acetec lowers high blood pressure, which doctors call hypertension. It is also used to treat heart failure. Hypertension. Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps get your blood all around your body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or worried you are. You have hypertension, high blood pressure, when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm and relaxed. There are usually no symptoms of hypertension. The only way of knowing that you have hypertension is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but eventually hypertension can cause stroke, heart disease and kidney failure. Acetec helps to lower your blood pressure. Heart failure. Heart failure means that the heart muscle cannot pump blood strongly enough to supply all the blood needed throughout the body. Heart failure is not the same as heart attack, and does not mean that the heart stops working. Heart failure may start off with no symptoms, but as the condition progresses, patients may feel short of breath or may get tired easily after light physical activity such as walking. Some patients may wake up short of breath at night. Fluid may collect in different parts of the body, often first noticed as swollen ankles and feet. Acetec helps to treat heart failure, whether you have symptoms or not. In many patients with heart failure who have symptoms, Acetec may slow the progression of heart failure and reduce the need to go to hospital as a result of heart failure. Acetec may help some of these patients live longer. In many patients with heart failure who have no symptoms, Acetec may help to stop the heart muscle from getting weaker. Acetec may also slow down the development of symptoms, such as shortness of breath, tiredness after light physical activity, or swelling of the ankles and feet. These patients may be less likely to have hospital stays due to heart failure. By taking Acetec, heart failure patients may have less chance of having a heart attack. When used to treat heart failure, Acetec is almost always used with other medicines called diuretics or fluid tablets. These medicines help the kidney get rid of excess fluid from the body. How Acetec works? One of the ways Acetec helps lower blood pressure and treat heart failure is that it widens blood vessels. This means that blood is able to pass through them more easily, and the heart doesn't have to pump as hard to move blood around the body. This also means that when you place extra demands on your heart, such as during exercise, the heart may cope better, so you may not get short of breath as easily. Acetec belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors. Your doctor may prescribe Acetec for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Acetec has been prescribed for you. Acetec is not addictive. Before you take Acetec, when you must not take it, do not take Acetec if you have taken any other ACE inhibitor medicines for high blood pressure or heart failure before, which caused your face, lips, tongue, throat, hands, or feet to swell up, or made it hard for you to breathe. If you have had an allergic reaction to an ACE inhibitor before, you may be allergic to Acetec. You have an allergy to Acetec, or other brands of enalapril maleate, such as Renitec, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to Acetec may include skin rash, itchiness, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, muscle pain, or tenderness, or joint pain. You have a history of swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, hands, or feet, for no apparent reason. You have diabetes, and are taking a medicine called Dalasquirin to reduce blood pressure. You are taking a medicine containing an eprilazine inhibitor, e.g., sacubitril. Do not take Acetec for at least 36 hours before or after you take sacubitril/valsartan, a medicine containing an eprilazine inhibitor. Do not take Acetec. If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, your baby may absorb this medicine in the womb or from breast milk, and therefore there is a possibility of harm to the baby. Do not take Acetec if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date on the pack has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Acetec, talk to your doctor. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you are or intend to become pregnant or intend to breastfeed. Acetec should not be used during pregnancy or while breastfeeding. You have any medical conditions, especially the following: kidney disease or are undergoing dialysis, diabetes, heart problems. You have recently suffered from excessive vomiting or diarrhea. You are following a very low salt diet. You are taking potassium supplements, potassium sparing agents, potassium containing salt substitutes, or other drugs that may increase serum potassium, e.g., trimethoprim containing products. You have had an allergy to any other medicines or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. If you suffer from low blood pressure, you may notice this as faintness or dizziness, especially when standing. Surgery and anesthesia, even at the dentist office, are scheduled, as there may be a sudden fall in blood pressure associated with anesthesia. You are taking a medicine containing an imprilisin inhibitor, e.g., sacubitril. You are taking a medicine containing filgotinib. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you take any Acetec. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including medicines that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Acetec may interfere with each other. These include other blood pressure medicines, diuretic tablets, also called fluid or water tablets, lithium, a medicine used to treat mood swings and some types of depression, potassium tablets, potassium containing salt substitutes, potassium-sparing agents, e.g. spironolactone, eplerenone, triamterene, amiloride, other drugs that may increase serum potassium, e.g., trimethoprim-containing products, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines, NSAIDs, or COXIBs or COX-2 inhibitors, used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, arthritis medicines including gold therapy, insulin, or oral anti-diabetic medicines. You should be closely monitored for low blood glucose levels, especially during the first month of treatment with Acetec. Mammalian target of rapamycin inhibitors, e.g. temsirolimus, sirolimus, everolimus, or a medicine containing an imprilisin inhibitor, e.g. sacubitril. These medicines may be affected by Acetec, or may affect how well it works. You may need to take different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to avoid while taking Acetec. How to take Acetec. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether you are taking other medicines. Take Acetec only when prescribed by your doctor. For high blood pressure, for most patients, the usual starting dose is 5 mg taken once a day. Some patients may need a lower starting dose. The dose may need to be increased depending on your blood pressure. Most patients take between 10 to 40 mg each day. For heart failure, the usual starting dose is 2.5 mg taken once a day. Depending on your response, this dose may need to be increased up to 20 mg each day. This dose may be taken once a day, or divided into two doses per day. How to take it? Swallow Acetec with a glass of water. It does not matter if you take Acetec before or after food. When to take it? Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How long to take it? Acetec helps control your high blood pressure and helps improve your heart failure, but does not cure it. Therefore, Acetec must be taken every day. Continue taking Acetec for as long as your doctor prescribes. If you forget to take it, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your tablet or tablets as you would normally. If you are not sure whether to skip the dose, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you have trouble remembering to take your tablets, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126, for advice, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Acetec. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too many tablets, you will probably feel lightheaded or dizzy, or you may faint while you are using Acetec. Things you must do: have your blood pressure checked when your doctor says to make sure Acetec is working. If you feel any lightheadedness or dizziness after you take your first dose of Acetec, or if your dose is increased, tell your doctor immediately. This is especially important if you are taking Acetec for heart failure. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, get up slowly when getting out of bed or standing up. You may feel lightheaded or dizzy, especially if you are also taking a diuretic fluid tablet. This may be because your blood pressure is falling suddenly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem gets worse or continues, talk to your doctor. If you become pregnant while taking Acetec, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Acetec. If you plan to have surgery, even at the dentist, that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking Acetec. Your blood pressure may drop suddenly. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather when you are taking Acetec, especially if you sweat a lot. If you do not drink enough water while taking Acetec, you may faint or feel lightheaded or sick. This is because your blood pressure is dropping suddenly. If you continue to feel unwell, tell your doctor. If you have excessive vomiting and or diarrhea while taking Acetec, tell your doctor. This can also mean that you are losing too much water and salt and may drop your blood pressure too much. Go to your doctor regularly for a checkup. Your doctor may occasionally do a blood test to check your potassium level in the blood and to see how your kidneys are working. Things you must not do: do not take Acetec to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of: be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Acetec affects you. Acetec may cause dizziness or lightheadedness in some people, especially after the first dose or if the dose is increased. Make sure you know how you react to Acetec before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. If you drink alcohol, dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Things that would be helpful for your blood pressure or heart failure: some self-help measures suggested below may help your condition. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about these measures and for more information. Alcohol: your doctor may advise you to limit your alcohol intake. Diet: eat a healthy diet which includes plenty of fresh vegetables, fruit, bread, cereals, and fish. Also eat less fat and sugar. Exercise: regular exercise helps to reduce blood pressure and helps the heart get fitter, but it is important not to overdo it. Walking is good exercise, but try to find a route that is fairly flat. Before starting any exercise, ask your doctor about the best kind of program for you. Salt: your doctor may advise you to watch the amount of salt in your diet. To reduce your salt intake, you should avoid using salt in cooking or at the table. Smoking: your doctor may advise you to stop smoking or at least cut down. Weight: your doctor may suggest losing some weight to help lower your blood pressure and help lessen the amount of work your heart has to do. Some people may need a dietitian's help to lose weight. Side effects: tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Acetec. Acetec helps most people with high blood pressure and heart failure, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following and they worry you: lightheadedness or dizziness because blood pressure is too low, headache, fatigue, dry cough, mild stomach upsets such as feeling sick, diarrhea, or stomach pains, muscle cramps. These are usually mild side effects of Acetec, but may be serious. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following. Changes in the way your heart beats. For example, if you notice it beating faster, fainting, yellowing of the skin and eyes, also called jaundice, itchy skin rash, or other skin problems, signs of worrying, or frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers, passing less urine than is normal for you, signs of dehydration such as nausea, vomiting, muscle cramps, headache, drowsiness, and tiredness. If untreated, mental confusion and fits may develop. Your doctor may need to monitor your blood sodium levels. These may be serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. If any of the following happen, stop taking Acetec and tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Swelling of the hands, feet, or ankles. Pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives, or nettle rash. Chest pain, angina. Wheeziness due to tightness in the chest. Collapse, numbness, or weakness of arms or legs. These are serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. All of these side effects are rare. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. Tell your doctor if you notice any other effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. After using Acetec, storage. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack and store them in another container, they will not keep well, and they may become soft and crumbly. Acetec tablets should be kept in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store it or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Acetec is available as follows. Acetec 5 mg, white arc triangle shape biconvex tablet, debossed with 5 over G on one side and scoreline on the other side. Acetec 10 mg, rusty red, arc triangle shape biconvex tablet, debossed with 10 over G on one side and scoreline on the other side. Acetec 20 mg, peach, arc triangle shape biconvex tablet, debossed with 20 over G on one side, scoreline on the other side. A box of Acetec contains 30 tablets. Ingredients. Acetec contains 5 mg, 10 mg, or 20 mg of enalapril maleate as the active ingredient. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Sodium bicarbonate. Maize starch. Progelatinized maize starch. Magnesium stearate. Iron oxide red Acetec 10 mg. Iron oxide brown 70 IC 07460 brown. ARTGPI number 3792. Acetec 20 mg. Acetec contains sugars as lactose and sulfites. Manufacturer or distributor or supplier. Acetec tablets are supplied by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in March 2024. Australian Register Number. Acetec 5 mg OSTAR 75497. Acetec 10 mg OSTAR 75498. Acetec 20 mg OSTAR 75499. Acetec is a Viatris company trademark. Acetec_CMI/APR24/00.